good defense you guys played in Arizona. But still, you know, 11th week, 10th game, whatever it is, we've been waiting for, you know, the offense, I guess, to hit its stride. Is it frustrating that it hasn't? You guys, were shut out?
No, it's not really frustrating. I think we're just still, you know, just continuing to try to, you know, adapt and just figure out what our niche is going to be. I know everybody sees, we see, you know, we have the potential to be very great, high explosive offense. So I just think week in and week out, just trying to figure things out, you know, we'll be straight.
What about this week with the secondary in New England? They've got some good guys back there, Revis and Browner and such.
Yeah, it's never about the opposing team. It's never about them. It's always about us, you know, us preparing. We know we have the guys to make the plays, you know, they just have to be made. So I think, you know, we should be all right.
I don't think anyone would expect you to concede, but why is there still all this confidence that you will become this explosive offense that you expect to be?
Given the guys we got guys not just who are talented, but guys that work hard. You know, we got guys that are fighters, as you've seen in the past games. We don't quit, and that's in every area, you know. So I think we just going to continue to keep trying to persevere and push through and figure out ways that we can, you know, make plays.
When you went back and watched the Arizona game on film, what did you see that they did well enough to limit just Johnson and Tate in a way they hadn't really been limited before this season?
Cardinals, they have a good team. You know, they get paid like we do. They have a lot of good DBs. They have a good front, you know, front seven, you know. So they did a good job, you know, just at playing defense, rushing the quarterback, dropping in different coverages, you know, playing certain coverages at the right times, you know, depending on what plays we were running. And there's just things we could have done better, you know, out there, and plays that we left out there, you know. So it was pretty much us, you know. It's always us, you know. We only beat ourselves, you know, really out there.
You said you weren't frustrated, but can you kind of sense like a sense of maybe fan panic after that Arizona game? It seems like you guys are 7-2 and clicking, and you're winning some games, and then obviously you don't score a touchdown against Arizona, and a lot of people are like, well, what's wrong with the offense?
Right, you know, and people are going to say stuff, you know what I mean? But that's not something we really focus on, you know what I mean? We don't really get too consumed with outside sources or outside people or outside pressure or outside whatever, you know? So we don't really get caught up into that. We just kind of focus on us.
That being said, do you feel like you put pressure on yourself to press a little bit when you're not seeing the results that you guys would want to see?
Definitely. We got high expectations for our team, you know, within the team. You know, we want to be the best that we can be, and we know we can. And so we're working hard every single week, you know, trying to be that team we know we can be.
Is this one of those things where when you do click that you feel like it'll be just – and then it'll just kind of be a waterfall and just be, wow, why did we figure this out earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely going to have a moment like that. And once that happens, I think we'll be unstoppable.
Jeremy, what about playing? Did your time at Cal overlap at all with Gronk at U of
A? Maybe, I think so.
What do you remember from what you're
I actually don't remember him. Yeah. I don't even remember him, honestly. I do not remember him back then.
I mean,
he's a really good football player. I played for the Patriots. You know, that's where I started my career. So I got a chance to see how he was around there. And he's Gronk. The name fits him. You know, he's just this guy who's just meathead dude who goes in and catches the ball and just makes plays. You know, he's like, I'm Gronk. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to throw people off me. I'm going to score and do whatever I can to make plays. And that's what he does.
If you called him a meathead to his face, how would he react?
Oh, he knows. You know, I mean, that's what we was calling back in the day. You know what I mean? So he knows. But yeah, so, you know, he's a good football player.
What was it like to play with Brady? What stood out about him?
His passion for the game. He was very passionate, as you see, when he's out there. A guy scored touchdowns. It could be a one-yard run. He's fired up, throwing, like, yeah, doing that. You know, he's very passionate about it. Puts a lot of time, effort in the film, and being the best. As you can see, he's a great quarterback. You know, so, yeah, he definitely really takes the game serious.
Does he give guys spaces more than any other quarterback you've seen, you know, holding guys accountable? And
between him and Peyton Manning, I think they're kind of one and the same. You know, they demand a lot from themselves, and they demand a lot from their teammates, you know. And when things break down or things don't go well, you know, they're going to let them know, you know. And just like when things go well, they're going to let them know, you know what I mean? So it's they're kind of extreme on both ends, you know. Like when you do well, they're going to praise you with high praise. And if you mess up, he's going to let you know you're going to mess up, you know. So he's kind of consistent in that way.
Did he ever let you know?
Well, unfortunately, I was a undrafted free agent, you know, coming out, so I really get to get in the game with him that much. But, you know, I got to watch a lot.